as we work into the month of December. Good to see Brad back in the house here today.
Brad Austin with us this morning, Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority, Recycle 906. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. You're getting the word out right now about some things that people need to keep in mind about what they are throwing out, in particular with sharps, pointed items, needles, things like that. What's the word?
Well, the word is now is we really want to encourage residents to package things a certain way, hard plastic, identify those items with some type of label, sharps or syringes, and we'd like to see those now in solid waste. We're starting to see a lot of those items in the recycling bin, which is in turn putting our workers in harm's way. The hard plastic and inside the trash bag also serves as protection for the haulers. Let's not forget the people who are out in the middle of the night grabbing this stuff. We need to be looking at this from both angles.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bottom line, it's a safety issue for the people that have to deal with this stuff. So if I am someone who has syringes because I'm using insulin or whatever else, what are you recommending here specifically? What do you want them to do when you say hard plastic and things like that? What are you meaning here?
Right, so you can get the medical grade red hard plastic containers, but that may be difficult for some. So detergent bottle like hard plastic, want to avoid the very thin, even the milk jug stuff. Some of the pictures I shared, we're seeing needles poke through there, so we need a hard plastic container.
Yeah.
Sealed.
Yeah. Brad shared us some pictures, and we'll put these up on with our post with this interview. But basically, putting your needles and things like that into like a milk jug is not going to do the trick. They'll poke through. So you are talking about, like the harder, more solid containers, perhaps for like orange juice or for detergent, put them in there. But then you said marking them. Tell us about that.
So labeling that Tide bottle or jug with sharps or syringes, write it right on there. Then that way, if it does happen to roll out of a bag, at least the hauler's got a chance to identify it before they put their hands in there and pick it up out of the can.
So people have been now starting to put the needles and the sharps in the recycling stream.
Correct.
Obviously, there's some real challenges that come with that for those that are working to get all of that sorted out. What are some of the things that are a risk with that?
Well, there's, the needle stick is always a concern on the line. And we've got people in some really high grade, Kevlar PPE. I think, some of the challenges in the county and across the UP probably is the lack of take back programs that are available. I mean, people ask all the time, what can I do? We understand it's a hazard, but where can we go? So at this point, we really need to look at it, treating it as a solid waste issue, packaging it properly. And the hope is that we'll protect both the hauler and keep this stuff off the recycling line.
Brad, a moment ago, you were showing us a few images of things like the needles and syringes and such, but some of the other photos that are of things making their way into the recycling lines now and things is, I saw like a circular saw blade and other like saw blades and things like that. Let's talk about
shotgun
that a little bit.
Shotgun shell.
Things like that. People are just putting them in. What are the risks there, and what are you trying to tell folks today?
Well, the risks are obvious, in particular with ammo. Last week, we had a grenade that fortunately was...
Wait.
A grenade?
Back that up.
Wait, now.
You had a grenade?
Yeah. It was a dummy, and it actually had an old Army M227 fuse, which I used to throw back in the day. So we had to look it up and make sure that it was a dud. And it was. The bottom of it was drilled out. But for an employee just looking as it comes across the line...
There's a pucker factor that goes with that one when you come across a grenade at the landfill.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing. This is the awareness of not just needles and sharps, but blades and knives and all that kind of stuff. That's the message, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think it's just that we have created a lot of awareness, and we know that effort needs to continue. You have to keep talking about it, because I think in general, solid waste recycling, where is it on the priority list? People wake up, they take it out of the garage, they put it on the curb, the garbage fairy comes, it goes away, I fill my can again.
Yep.
And there's a whole nother part of the process here that we're not aware of, which is the people picking it up and the folks who are dealing with it on the back end, and that's the landfill workers.
People are... They're doing a lot better with the recycling, aren't we?
Absolutely.
As a whole.
Yes.
There's just a couple of flaws in the plan here for, I love it, the garbage fairy.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
So I love it.
That's the message you're getting out today, then, is to make sure that people are aware of what they put in, because Well, you've had a really good response to them. Okay, we'll put this in, but you can't put that in, whatever. But this is kind of the next level of it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we absolutely want to emphasize. I mean, folks have done a great job across Marquette County and across the region participating in this program. It's just no matter what we do, we're always going to have this issue, and we need to continue to talk about it and educate it. And I think a lot of times it's not, malicious. It's just, it's something that people don't understand.
What's the word you want to leave people with this morning about sharps and blades and such?
I think we want to connect the public to understanding that there are real people working on the line, and there's resources available at recycle906.com. Look at the search wizard, type in your item. It tells you what you can and can't do with it. In particular, sharps, we detail how we'd like to see it. And then we're really hitting social media hard here about this and other issues. So we've got resources out there for folks to use.
Well, we appreciate you coming in with this update. It's really something that probably a lot of people don't think about. And you're saying it's okay to put those in those plastic containers and stuff and seal them up as long as they're solid, good solid plastic and not like a milk jug.
Yeah, solid. And I think those detergent bottles are hard plastic. They're a threaded cap, so you're going to get that better seal. Yeah. And then go ahead and mark those and put those in the way.
And mark it, obviously, is absolutely the thing. Even needles. Sharp, yes, would work.
Needles, yes.
Yeah, blades, whatever. Yeah. Well, we need to have him in a little bit more often because this is ever growing and ever changing, and there's always something different that needs to be made aware for folks, too.
Well, we're going to have Brad back a little bit later this month because there's other information that has to do with what you need to do with your recycling of all your, the paper stuff you're going to have here in a few weeks, all the wrapping, all the boxes, all of that. We'll have Brad back for that, but Brad Austin with us this morning from Recycle 906.
Appreciate the information, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.